They're down south right now. Nice and warm, waiting for the berry winter to melt away before they head back home to their chimney. These snowbirds are actually migratory chimney swifts, who will return to berry in the spring after an incredibly long journey, think Peru, Ecuador, northern Chile and northwestern Brazil, and then set up house in a city chimney. They can enjoy some safety in the bricked stacks high off the ground and also know their human friends will help them survive the onset of urbanization. We have had about 40 chimneys in Barry that have been active with chimney swifts at one time or another since Nature Barry has been monitoring them, club member Phyllis Tremblay tells Barry Today. There are a few chimneys that fellow swift enthusiasts keep an eye on. Nature Barry volunteers have been monitoring nest and roost sites to support stewardship, research and conservation efforts since 2011, she says. The club operates an ongoing swift outreach and monitoring program from May to September. On a nice summer night, you can see dozens of swifts around old buildings downtown or the old jail or around Unity Christian High School on Burton Avenue darting and swooping for their flying insect dinner. From where she's perched, Tremblay, who is also a regional swift watch coordinator, thinks the birds are doing okay here in the city by the bay. In my opinion, the Barry records from 2010 to 2021 indicate that the chimney swift population is stable, she says. But sadly, at least 7 Barry chimneys that had previously been open for and occupied by chimney swifts have been either capped or removed. That's certainly not the case for one of the most prominent structures in the city that swifts call home. The still-standing chimney of the former Barry Central Collegiate that towers over the surrounding rubble-strewn property. City of Barry officials are aware of the swift's plight in the city, and on that property in particular, according to Michelle Banfield, Director of Development Services. She says it's important to safeguard the chimney swifts in general. The chimney swift is a threatened species in Canada, where its population has dropped over 90% since the 1970s, Banfield explains. The species face threats, such as the loss of their nesting and resting habitat, and a decline in populations of suitable insects to feed on. Where any species at risk is found, the city will engage with landowners and appropriate authorities and stakeholders, such as the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry and Nature Barry. Banfield says the developer of the former high school site is considering the swift's future, including doing any removal, replacement outside of the bird's active season, along with other criteria. The city has agreed to provide lands to accommodate the relocation of the chimney habitat and is working with the developer, currently identifying sites and planning the construction of a new habitat, she says. Why all the fuss about a bird? Because it's a cool bird. Its nesting grounds in Barry are at least an 8,000 or 10,000 kilometer flight to similar digs down in South America. Chimney swifts are aerial insectivores, meaning they capture insects as they fly. At rest, a chimney swift is unable to perch or stand. It clings, facing upward, to a vertical rough surface. Chimney swifts drink and bathe by skimming the water surface in flight. Their strong feet are anisodactyl, 3 toes forward and 1 toe back, and the spiny tips on their tail help them to cling easily to those vertical surfaces. They are not closely related to bats, but appear to have a bat-like flight when flapping their wings, Tremblay notes. They look somewhat similar to swallows, but are not related to swallows and are placed in the order Apodiformes, along with hummingbirds. The Nature Barry member is hopeful residents take an interest in the local Chaytora pelagica and consider joining the club's monitoring crew, Barry Swift Watch, and help track migrating swifts and nesting season activity.